Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is August the 22nd, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Jeremiah, chapters 46 to 48. Everyone who is proud against God will be destroyed. We read in Jeremiah chapter 48, verses 29 and verses 42 like this. We have heard the pride of Moab. He is exceedingly proud of his loftiness and arrogance and pride, and of the haughtiness of his heart. And Moab shall be destroyed as a people because he exalted himself against the Lord. In the above passage, the coming destruction of Moab is being directed by God himself as a reward for her enormous pride that she exhibited against God and other people. This kind of pride refers to the self-indulging, self-honoring haughtiness by which one thinks of oneself as greater than others. Moab's chief sin was pride, considering herself greater than the God of Israel. Punishment would come to Moab due to self-exaltation against God and for despising the country of Israel. Like an eagle, the enemies of Moab would sweep down and seize her in its claws. God reminded Moab of her eventual destruction because she defied him. God would make sure that everyone living in Moab would feel the effects of her punishment. The Moabites were proud of their national culture, their god Chemosh, and their material wealth. However, God promised to humble them and in the process humiliate their false god Chemosh. Moab will be made drunk with terror from God's divine wrath and was slated for invasion by Babylon, through which all the Moabite cities would be destroyed. The once proud people are exhorted to flee to remote hiding places for their lives. Their pride would be turned to fear and terror, and then the nation would be captive by the enemy. With the simile of an unwanted pot, Jeremiah describes the destruction and disregarding of Moab. Balaam's oracles against Moab that were reiterated in verses 45 and 46 were now about to be fulfilled. The Moabites relied on a false god and trusted in their material wealth, so their god was captured and their wealth was plundered. As it says in Jeremiah 48 verse 39, they lost all their defenses. How she is broken down. This prophecy was fulfilled shortly after the demise of Judah when Nebuchadnezzar's troops overran that country. Had Moab been broken before God in humility, she would not have been broken by God as a punishment. God hates pride, and pride is a sin. As we read in Proverbs 21 verse 4 like this, a haughty look, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked are sin. We again read in Proverbs 16 verse 5 like this, everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Let us understand that God opposes the proud people. As we read in James chapter 4 verse 6 like this, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. And everyone who is proud against God, like Moab, will eventually be destroyed one day. Let us strive to be humble before God and everyone every day, for this is the command that has been expressed by God. As we read in Psalms 75 verses 4 and 5 like this, I said to the boastful, do not deal boastfully, and to the wicked, do not lift up the horn. Do not lift up your horn on high. Do not speak with a stiff neck.